I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up, man? It's episode 40. 40. 40 ball. Episode 40 ball of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. We got more homies on the way. This is the homies giving. We got some food and some delicacies on the way. I brought some Big Homie desserts, some Chips Ahoy. But we got real food on the way. The food is late, but the food is coming. So the homies, we got food. What did you say?
I said, I need food.
I bet you do. The homies we got now, Big Homie Chameleon.
What's up?
What's up, man? How you doing? You good?
I'm vibing.
You vibing?
Yep.
Okay, we got the good drinky drink.
Good drink. We got Henny in
the ooh. Oh, we got the other homies in the building.
Oh, my God.
They here.
Look at her.
We got Big Homie. Oh, it's a lizard on my shoulder.
What?
Where is it?
Okay.
Is it still on my shoulder?
It better be still on your shoulder.
Okay. Come here, little homie. All right.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Coco, sit over. Coco, sit over here. Skittles, this is your seat over here. How you doing, Skittles?
Hello, how you doing?
You good? Yes. Let me look at you. Hold on. Why is you flinching?
Because why is you got the thing looking at me?
That's
because he know you were up. Anyway. Big homie Coco.
What's happening?
How you doing? You good?
I'm good now.
Come here. You from Florida, right?
Yep. Duval. We already. That's why.
Oh, okay. Shit. Listen, see, I'm glad y'all. Okay. I ain't got to make no introduction. Miss Skittles, where you from?
Here. You're from but Atlanta? I was raised up in New Orleans.
You a Saints fan?
Everything. It's so good to see you.
I'm about to say. get the fuck out. How y'all feeling? Y'all
awesome.
Good?
I'm feeling good.
We need to get some drink in their system. 1800, you good? Oh, you want the E&J?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the closest to brown, I guess.
See, that's some Florida shit. Skittles?
Yeah.
1800. Right, cool.
I like your new cups.
Thank you. You know, we had to put a little bit into the budget.
I like it. He's cute.
Thank you. Cannot take it with you.
Oh,
for real? You cannot take it with you.
I still got my other cup, though.
That shit is made of paper.
I still got it. Souvenir.
Shit. I'm trying to make sure this nigga don't crawl in my ear. Butter, let's get this card game going.
Okay. So, every show we play a game called Black Card Revoke. And so, it's basically a card game where I'm going to ask you guys questions that black people should know. If you don't know it.
Damn, that's a lot.
I need that black card. Alright, so first question.
We got a little drop of ice.
How many fights did Fresh Prince get into before his mom got scared?
One.
Little
fight.
Yeah, I was thinking hard.
One little fight.
I had a mom got scared.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Okay, this is majority rules. There's no really answer. No answer to it. It's just majority rules. So, which female rapper are you most likely to take off the aux when an older relative is riding in the car with you? A, Trina, City Girls, Nicki Minaj, or Lil' Kim?
Trina,
City Girls.
Nicki. Trina.
Definitely Trina. Definitely
not
Trina.
Not Lil' Kim?
Nah,
it's
because as soon as Granny here, my ass so big like the sun, I hope you got a mouthful of dick, I want to run.
Definitely
cheating.
Okay.
I'll probably
fuck your daddy
and
then
we went
with
that.
Man, look.
So,
what you say?
Fuck
him on my period on.
Yeah, okay, so this is the last one. Y'all, I hope y'all know this because I didn't know the last one. But, Kodak, who played Pops on House Party?
What?
House Party.
Y'all never watch House Party?
I thought you was about to say Friday.
No, House Party.
Pops?
I didn't know there was a Pops at House Party.
There's too many kids there.
Is it the black dude?
It's
the real
black.
Oh, the black nigga.
What's his name? At least give me
black.
Mm-mm. That was the uncle.
He look like Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac.
Yeah, he talked like him. At least give me a letter of the first name.
I don't know who this is.
What's this? There's too many Pops for me.
So the black nigga don't count?
No.
Y'all know who I'm talking about though.
What movie he played off of?
House Party.
What the black name you talking about? What movie you
His name is Robin Harris.
Robin, that's what I asked. What other movie he played in?
Oh, Bebe's Kids.
Bebe's Kids.
Yeah, Bebe's Kids. It was called
Robin Harris.
He was voiced by Robin Harris.
Y'all could have said it. So nah.
But yeah, okay, so we done.
Oh, okay, the fat boy. He's fat.
That's me.
He wasn't really fat. He was just a little big.
Fat boys is in. I like fat boys, by the way.
Ooh.
I love them.
Black, shoot your fat. Shot, fatty.
Well, not fat, but you know.
I go fine.
Big boys.
Like a football type.
Fine and fat.
Like a football type.
Straighten that out.
Short as a mission, you know, we had some food dropped off. But, let's get into the first topic, the porch. We talk about everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in society, pop culture, music, entertainment, everything. So, We just found out over the weekend that one of the biggest beefs in rap is coming to a head this week. Jeezy versus Gucci. The trap chicken, you was just excited, huh? You ready for this shit?
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about this? Jeezy and Gucci. In the same room after everything that's been said.
I hope they just be mature.
No, they're definitely in the same room.
That's crazy.
You said what?
I spoke it up.
You spoke it up?
I felt it. I said something about it, and it happened. I'm excited.
I think they're going to be heavy on the S. Heavy on the security.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, good buddy.
I think they've been talking about it because I seen an interview, you know, and Gucci was real humble about it, about the conversation, and he was just like, I think they're just grown now. They're on a different level. I feel like they should be very much mature,
being at the things that's been happening already the past couple weeks.
Niggas is grown, but some shit, like when Gucci did Big Facts over the summer, his main thing was like, shit. You know, fuck them, but it ain't no real pressure outside of that. You know, I don't expect them to be on my album. You know,
right? It's probably like that, and I'm pretty sure they probably had a conversation before, mm-hmm. before this even happened, before they even decided. I'm pretty sure they had a conversation.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that Gucci got a bag to do this shit.
Because he said he's like,
well, I don't think y'all gonna get me on no show for free.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. He got a bag.
Big bag. And they're doing an after party at Compound that night.
I seen that.
It's up. It's definitely up.
It's going to be up for Atlanta.
But another thing somebody was saying, like, you know, like you mentioned, I think it was you talking about the violence that's been happening in the rap community this past week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit, we lost Vaughn, Mo. You know, Boosie just got shot.
Benny the Butcher just got shot. Texas is going crazy.
Texas is going up right now. I don't know what it is with rappers in Texas right now, mm-hmm. but they even shot a dentist.
Yeah, I heard about Dr. Rose.
They shot Dr. Rose. What the fuck kind of smoke you got with a dentist?
Right.
Go ahead
and put my veneers in.
Like.
Damn.
Nigga shaved your teeth down wrong.
Right.
Now I'm stuck looking like.
Right. You start looking like the Cookie Monster in this world. But,
Go ahead.
He's so nosy.
Just a little bit. You good. So, also, yesterday, I don't know if y'all saw this, Meek Mill had was calling for peace in his city of Philadelphia. And he was met with so much pushback. Like, niggas was like, fuck you, Meek. We're not going to calm shit down. And I kind of feel like they did the same shit to T.I. in Atlanta. So, why is niggas so against peace?
I just feel like they feel like they're not in the field no more, so they speaking from a different perspective. And it's like, you technically got to stay dangerous, because even when you change your mentality and
you're still dangerous?
Yeah. I mean, you got to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, life is about balance. You got to have some positive and some negative, but like, they're not out here no more, so they can afford certain things. And when you change your life, the nigga that you got problems with, that don't mean he changed. You feel me? Mm-hmm. He's still plotting get back in his mind, so... You just gotta be on point.
I heard somebody mention that too as well. Like, when you think about the artists that we losing at a young age, like, niggas not making it to 30 no more. Like, mm-hmm. rappers is rare. And, like, they think just because a nigga done made it, he's outrun the smoke that he had when he was still in the hood. Mm-hmm. Them niggas is still mad about whatever they mad about. And they probably matter.
Because you
came from the same situation they came from, and you made it.
Yeah.
So it's like, them niggas see that situation and be like, I'm about to wet this nigga up. So you got a situation like, shit, I think Nipsey was probably a little bit older than 30. Pop Smoke was young as hell. I don't even think he was 21 yet.
Pop Smoke was 20. He was like 20.
Pop Smoke? He just sounded old. King Von was like 25. Like, these people are young and dying. So, you know, shout out to the people that are pushing for peace in the community.
Waka Flocka was just talking about that yesterday at ATL Top 20 event. He was like, he want the young artists to know that it's more to life than just, you know, just the music. It's like, it's good to reach 40, to reach 50, and still be living, to go and travel the world. It's more than just where you at right now. It's like, you just need to live. And, like, people don't really, it's like they ain't even expecting to go far. Right. Because of how everything is going. It's like, get these 2 years and hopefully y'all be alive. Like, it's just sad.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, let's go to the next topic. This is something you was talking shit about to you about on Twitter. You ready?
I am not. Do not make me seem like I am a Trump supporter.
What do you call it?
Okay, I'm not a Trump supporter. What do you call it? And I'm not a Biden supporter either, okay? I just felt, you know, Trump did some things, and I'm not speaking about this stimulus check thing that everyone tried to beat me down about on Twitter. You know, I lost a lot of followers for that. But
damn.
I lost a lot of followers for that. A lot of
okay, cool. What happened?
What happened? Tell us the story so I can get into it.
I just said that. What did I say? I was like, okay, now we're going to go back being broke and work harder. I didn't think when Trump was, we didn't have to work that hard. I mean, maybe I'm just crazy. I'm crazy.
That seems like you're referring to the stimulus checks.
Not really.
What do you think Trump did, like, for niggas?
I don't know what he did for niggas, because he didn't just work for niggas. He worked for everybody.
What positive thing?
Everyone's like, oh, Trump is racist. Trump Biden is racist too. Everybody's racist. I feel like we're both fucked with both of them. No.
Wait, mama.
Just tell me.
Yes, nigga, you're wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong as hell.
Okay.
Let's start there.
Okay. Might be wrong.
You're wrong as fuck.
That's cool.
Skittles, do you agree with her?
No.
Nobody agrees with me. Well, it's some
So tell me why you think that. Oh, what you about to say?
I don't agree with no man that put kids in cages.
Exactly.
It don't matter what you agree with. He still put children in cages.
Okay, so he agrees.
I'm not in this.
No, nigga, you are. You are in it. You are in it.
He said he could murder somebody and get away with it when he was running for election.
666
parents.
That's still the devil. 666. You can't find a parent. So now all them kids, apparently. So it's not even adoption.
It's like, it ain't even that we happy that Biden is the, like, we just, oh, yes, we were waiting for him. It's just like, we got to get him out of office. Out of all the stuff you've been doing, like she just said, where are these parents at? Where are the kids? Like, you've been worried about everything else on Twitter, worried about everything else except where are these kids? Why are these kids still in cages?
The kids,
what do you mean?
The kids that were...
You missed the kids?
Like, how? Deported them parents. I feel like he deported 666 them parents across their bridge. Their wall.
Deep into politics, you know?
Hey, this will happen.
He's just done so much stuff, it's just an embarrassment.
And you think Biden old ass about to get out there and fight and get it done? You think that's what Biden
Hell yeah, he's going to do a lot better than the job we had the past 4 years.
You think?
You know how bad a president you got to be to turn Georgia blue? Georgia is Diet Alabama. Mm. Alabama and Georgia the same type of state, except Georgia got Atlanta.
Yes.
And I feel like
Trump was so fucked up of a president, the people that normally voted Georgia red were like, you know what? That's enough racism for now.
Even the people who actually really supported him, they were just like, you know, I'm team Trump, but I'm going to go ahead and vote for Biden real quick. Yeah, you know?
So what about the 50,000 votes for Kanye West? What y'all think about that?
That's just...
Niggas voted for a gorilla last time, man.
That was the people who just got legal to vote.
We had enough candidates to pick from. It was
you know what? I agree with that. I'm glad you said that, because I feel like we should definitely have the option to vote for more than two people.
Like, out of all this time, y'all ain't found another candidate.
And I'm glad you said that as well, because it was so many unqualified people that are running, that were literally running for president for different parties. Like, so this Joe Jorgensen person can run for president in Georgia, but Andrew Yang can't. That makes sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That makes sense?
None of it makes sense.
So Kamala Harris can't run for president, but Kanye West can?
Why she couldn't?
And Kanye West was selfish.
She ran out of money.
He shouldn't have done that.
That's why people stop running. They run out of campaign funds.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
I feel like he shouldn't have been in the race.
Like, I feel like he just was doing too much trying to get himself out there, and he shouldn't have been in the race. Like, sit down somewhere.
So, that being said, you know, still on the topic of Trump, right? So Claudia Jordan came out over the weekend and was like, Trump was trying to get the cheeks. So, I think it was like when it was back in the his pageant days. It wasn't recently, but ladies, if Trump approached y'all,
no,
cheat
on.
Might as well cancel at the front door.
Mm-mm. Coco.
If Trump tried to get the cheeks.
If Trump tried to.
What cheeks?
Your cheeks.
Your cheeks. Nah. You curve Trump?
I would curve Trump.
That's scary. I would feel like he would try to get me killed.
Like, Trump like a rapist. Like, he'll kidnap you and then.
Wouldn't you just caper for this nigga like 10 seconds ago?
It's like his
I was
like
not. For, I just told you I was not for
it. Like red.
It's probably red and looking all.
Yeah,
like,
I thought it was triple.
Only like small dicks do shit that he do.
Small dick energy. Small dick energy.
So what is little dick energy?
Because
we heard the outside of Trump. Because I've heard women say big dick energy before. Like
overzealous.
Overzealous, doing well, fuck nigga shit.
Big niggas be jealous too, but it's just the OD of everything and selfishness and just him. The hair,
he always
the lack thereof.
The lack thereof.
He always looking.
I feel like if you notice those big dudes, if y'all notice like those big buff dudes, it's always in the gym. Yeah. They be the ones with the small ones.
Very, but they have to make up for the itty bitty. Like the
they be in the gym like this. And then
me
in there like this.
Not mean as shit.
No,
that's not mean. That's real.
Yeah.
You think niggas gonna be talking about girls' asses? Oh, she got a fat ass. Oh, she got a fat ass.
To the face.
They be doing that. Right, yeah. We can't talk about it.
I'm outnumbered today. I guess. Anyway, let's get into the next topic. Let's go into. Let me scroll down. Make sure I got all this shit. Oh. Uh-oh. Ladies, are y'all getting y'all niggas a PS5? It's PlayStation 5 and Xbox season. No, have niggas earned a PS5 from y'all?
I earned a PS5. I earned that. I want one. Somebody got me one. Because my PS4 is done. It done. I don't know. It's done.
What have you done to earn a PS5?
Everything.
You better get an Xbox.
We need details.
Everything.
You heard what she said.
Come in. You don't got nobody getting a PS5?
I ain't got no nigga. I just be living my life like it's golden.
Cash
and shipping.
Period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
I'm, you know.
You're a pimp.
She's on live.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, we're not gonna bust anybody out. Skittles.
I don't got no man.
So nobody got. Wow. So y'all dumped these niggas right before the PS5 was about to come out?
I don't want nobody that want a PS5.
Right. If you want a PS5,
that means
like,
we're not even in the same
category.
That's not what he wants.
He like that. I mean, he could play one, but that's not what he wants. Like he wants some other shit. Like,
what is the type of niggas you be dealing with want?
I mean, money. You know what I'm saying? To get some travel, money, open vacation. Some new businesses. You know that's what I'm saying?
So you gonna get a nigga? So you gonna get a nigga? LLC.
A real nigga ain't really got time to really be playing no games.
Period.
What are you doing?
They be playing. They be taking chances out here. So it's like that's.
Somebody said, he said, give me the money. He said, my man, I don't even want that. Just give me
the
money.
Niggas can't have leisure time.
Because a nigga
gonna be like this.
When you don't
have time,
I ain't got it, so you don't
get it. Y'all don't got leisure time?
No. I wish I did. But no, I don't. Oh, I take that back.
I be tweaking and taking now.
Yeah, because it was a time niggas wasn't doing nothing.
Exactly.
I've been there before, so shit. We don't want that much leisure time.
I was playing.
Yeah. But damn, niggas can't play games no more.
No.
Why are we playing games?
Play too many games.
Right.
So y'all don't fuck with niggas that play video games.
I mean, I didn't say that. They can have one there occasionally. But don't be an addict. Don't be a gamer.
And don't be, if you asking for it, like.
So
I'm too fine to be laying here naked and you fucking trying to beat somebody over there talking on the motherfucking headset.
So if a nigga got a headset, it's too far.
It's too far.
I've been
a broken
TV in the game, so now you gotta look at me.
Hi. No. Toxic. That's toxic.
You motherfuckers is toxic.
No, we're not.
You motherfuckers is toxic.
I'm here.
But now I'm not going
to win.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Somebody just got to get with it. I mean.
Damn, nigga got to give up his Madden franchise for some pussy.
You want a PS5?
Yeah, but.
Look, he said, I want a PS5.
But I'm not
going to
be
PS5.
On it.
Okay. I mean,
yeah,
but listen,
okay. I
think
we
said. If the nigga that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying, wanted a PS5, and he do his thing, I'll get him a PS5.
You got to eat the butt for a PS5?
Who
gonna
eat what?
He gotta eat.
I gotta eat his butt.
No, he gotta eat yours.
Oh, that's without. Me,
I wouldn't even try you like that. I know you never type of time.
You got damn.
She would have been like fire. It would have been the last episode of this motherfucker.
She was like, like, what? Let me make sure I heard what you said before I do what I'm
she
about
to do.
She
was going to stick her attack lizards on me. It would have been the last episode of this bitch.
But if he wanted one, I'd get him one.
But he can't just be on that.
Yeah, he can't just be on that.
He can get an egg spot.
He's like, baby, all the niggas talking about it. Okay, just go tell him your baby got you a pill. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Right. An Xbox one is what he's going to get. A Wii. He can get a Wii.
A Wii? Where can you find a Wii at? Are they even there?
You can get a used
one. You're going to be the only one. Yeah. You're unique. You're the only one.
He can't even play online because he's the only nigga that got that mother.
Talk to himself.
Yeah. So he gonna get
hello?
A Wii,
though. Is anybody there?
Anybody
anybody
there?
There?
Game, you better get the exercise on.
I'm right there with you, babe.
Hello.
Is, that's any, crazy. Is anybody there? Yeah.
That's funny.
So, you know, I know Butter probably gonna hate me for this, right?
Oh. But bringing up Megan again, I know.
Hey man, you know.
You can't keep making up this song.
GQ said that Megan Thee Stallion is the artist, let me be more specific. The rapper of the year.
Rapper.
And I think that is poppycock.
Female
is,
rapper?
No. Rapper. Like the rapper of the year. And I think that's bullshit.
Like female rapper.
No. It's just rapper. So I know I'm outnumbered up here today. So what do y'all think about this revelation? Is Megan Thee Stallion the rapper of the year for 2020?
Hell no.
Because I feel like they're trying Lil Dominique from Oakland City.
Who's Lil Dominique?
Who's that? We don't even know him, so
see,
obviously
nope.
He's not
rapping. Baby.
Nope.
Lil Baby.
Oh.
Lil Dominique from Oakland City. They trying him.
Oh, he nice.
Rapper of the year is Lil Baby, by far.
Lil Baby, like Lil Baby from Atlanta?
Yes.
Lil Baby?
Yes.
I mean, Lil Baby, he's been popping for some
whole
years.
One.
He's been good. So, I mean, it's time to let somebody else be rapper of the year.
Yeah.
You know, I think Megan, she could say rapper of the year because next year, if Mulatto keep going and going like she's
appreciate
going, she might be rapper of the year, but she's not there yet.
Man,
but Mulatto is popping.
Mulatto's there, and I feel like this
is
time.
It's been a while, but she up now.
This is the time of year where you want to be a new artist going into 2021. You know, shit, you can ride that momentum that you have from the end of this year into next year.
Mm-hmm.
Get your popping shit going. I heard she got a lot of hot features on the way.
She do.
So,
yeah,
definitely.
She's
everywhere. Shout out to Mulatto.
Mulatto Papa.
And she look good.
But I feel like, you know, Miss Camille going to have a hot year in 2021 as well.
Oh, period.
But you know we're gonna get into more of that. Well, when we go to the Big Homie's Kitchen.
Yeah.
So let me go into facts or cap. Let me scroll on down. Scroll.
Facts or cap.
Facts or cap. Can your soulmate hold you back from reaching your full potential?
Facts.
Soulmate. I don't think they would be your soulmate then.
Say that one more time.
Can your soulmate hold you back from reaching your full potential?
Yes.
Of course.
I agree with that.
Hell yeah.
I agree that somebody that you're dating can be holding you back, but
I'm saying if you done found a person that you love and shit,
yes.
y'all about selling
okay,
down,
well, yeah.
And
yes.
You giving up. Like, say you
met, don't want you to do certain things,
or you just get settled into the wife role and you just give up your dreams and shit.
Yes.
To kind of.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be the perfect soulmate for him.
But do you feel like that y'all only got one soulmate in your life, or do you have one for each level of your life?
I think
you have one for each level of your life.
What's the level?
Like, where you're going. So, like, you're in this point in your life right now, then you're going to be elevated to another space in your life. I don't think that the person from when you was 20 years old is going to be your soulmate probably when you're 30. Not saying that's in all cases, because I know people that's been with their high school sweetheart, and that's their soulmate. But I just feel like sometimes there's... You have a soulmate for different levels of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Outside.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Outside.
You don't agree? So you feel like you got one soulmate?
Yeah. Because everybody can't be your soulmate.
Everybody can't go with you, though.
He's still around. But we not.
You're lost, man.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You feel like that's your soulmate, though?
You know, I don't need to answer this question. Anyways. Off that.
So you have a soulmate?
I don't know. You want to use this question? Let me not say this on there.
How do you feel?
Delete that part out. I had a few soulmates. One of my soulmates just happened to be in a relationship at one time. You know what I'm saying? And he ended up passing away.
Damn.
But he was my soulmate because that's how we connected. Like, it was bigger.
Stop it! Stop it!
Whoa. What the fuck?
Oh man, she's terrified.
It's moving. Oh my God, that was coming.
I thought it was on you.
You
can't. Not to her, bro. Not to her.
She's not
to her. It didn't even get
nowhere.
It got right here. It was moving like it was about to fly. I thought it jumped on you.
Hold on, wait a minute. Chameleon. She just said it was moving on me, and she thought it was about to fly. Can I see
the wings again? I don't know, but I know.
What do we get?
Where are the fucking wings? Where are the fucking wings?
Stop treating him like this.
Must be like
a deer.
Animals can still leap.
That motherfucker can't fly.
I don't know if it's a girl.
Animals can still leap, though.
Because of the bottom. Right here.
You see that wet ass pussy?
And then okay. Get like out of here. You disgusting. Yeah.
But yes, soulmates, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, yeah, I think you can have multiple, you know what I'm saying? Because it might not work out with one of them. You know, something might happen to one of them. But if you're lucky, you'll meet another one. And it's just like, when y'all have sex, it's just like on Pluto. You feel me? It's a soul tie. It's bigger than just that, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, my soulmate.
You got a soulmate? You with him now?
He need to get his stuff together.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I know. I talk to him every day.
Drake.
He need to get his stuff together.
But how do you know that's your soulmate? How you just don't like him real good? You might not. Wait, just you might not love.
Nah, him. I'm fucking with him. I'm fucking with him.
I know, like my soulmate, like he just understands me, and I understand him. We done already been together, so we know our do's and our don'ts, and we done came to the point to where it's just like, all right, I know you, and you know, like she said, and then when we have sex, it's just
magical.
You be crying like one little tear right
now. Yeah, magical. And it's just like
we fantasizing over shit.
So it's just like, yeah, soulmates.
I think the older you get, like the less you are into casual sex.
No.
That shit be like.
The less you're into casual
the less you're into it.
Maybe for me.
Like, the less you're into sex?
Not into sex. Casual sex. Like, a motherfucker that that's all you want is just to fuck him.
Oh, okay.
Well, you get older, you know what you want.
Yeah.
You know what you're going for, what you want.
Right. So you don't care if somebody call you a hoe. You don't. You know, you might do hoe activities, but you might not be a hoe.
I'm pro hoe.
Yeah,
this is
I mean,
pro ho show. We love hoes here.
Yeah.
So shit.
We love hoes.
We do love hoes. So if you want a hoe and get your hoe on, everybody get your hoe on.
Oh my God.
But let's get into the next facts or cap. Facts or cap. Scroll. Facts or cap. Do women trick off on men?
Yes. I have seen it. Be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What is wrong with your brain?
The little, what's the little stripper niggas with the little thing?
Chippendales,
yeah, they get tricked on all the time.
You found a male strip club?
No, they do special parties.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about dudes specifically, y'all.
You know what? When I was like 10, I wanted to open up a male strip club when I got older.
Well,
you
was 10.
You had.
You were thinking about
that. That's some hustler shit.
A male strip club.
You know, I was thinking about trying to catch Mewtwo when I was 10.
What do I want?
Catch a Pokemon.
Yeah, I always had big dreams. Always had
10.
Are y'all tricking off on men?
Mm-mm. I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying.
Why
not? I keep getting a weed.
For what?
Wait, hold on. So niggas not worried you're getting tricked off on?
Niggas getting tricked off. Asking niggas who got PS5s.
I think light skinned niggas get tricked off on a lot.
Dark skinned niggas.
Dark skinned niggas. I love.
They get tricked off. Oh my God.
But like the pretty lights, like, you know, I don't like that type. That's not my type.
So, but you said light skinned niggas get tricked off on.
I think so. I mean, I always feel like the colorism thing is still, you know what I'm saying? As much as people try to deny it, like, it is what it is. Like, you know.
So I think you should trick off on the dark skinned niggas.
Too. I don't trick off on no nigga. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Coco,
no.
You trick off a nigga?
What? I'm the catch, nigga. What the fuck?
Coco.
You know. Niggas are not the catch?
I mean,
Coco, you ain't tricking off on your soulmate?
I thought you were going to be out like this.
Y'all are some
assholes.
So, I mean,
I have maybe one little dude. I don't know if I tricked off on him. I mean, It was that good, and I don't know. I just felt like I should go shopping for him. Is that bad?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad at all. we appreciate that.
If it's a holiday, I go out for holidays. I love holidays. If it's a holiday, it's one time.
It's not like
I'll be like,
oh,
yeah. I'm going to splurge on it all the time.
That's fucked up.
Why? Look at you. You want somebody to trick off on you?
I do. I'd appreciate it.
Somebody tricked off on you?
I've been seeing a lot of guys asking for gifts like they some bad
bitches.
I'm not asking for it. I'd appreciate it.
No, I've been seeing asking. You've been begging.
Who? Who? You said
not
you.
You. Oh, I'm talking about.
She said you. Shit, I was like. I did get taken out a few weeks ago. That was nice.
What'd you do?
What did I do? Mm-hmm. Shit, she just wanted to take a play out.
Oh, a play out? What you did, player?
What did I do? Mm-hmm. We didn't do shit.
Not before. She's saying, what did you do for her to make you?
Yeah, like she was just like, let me take you out. Well, what you been doing? You been doing something? Or she was just like.
Sometimes she was lost in the sauce.
See, she tricked off on me. There you go. Boom.
I appreciate that, man. Shout out to you.
Whoever it is.
Yeah, whoever you is. Facts or cap? What is that? What is that? What is that?
What was it? You dropped
it in the phone? Oh. Facts or cap? Do we miss out on good partners because of physical standards? So, like, if you say, I don't date short dudes, but maybe your soulmate was supposed to be a short dude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'll make my soulmate a short dude.
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
I think you do.
Because you, if you don't meet, if I'm not attracted to you, you're not a good partner for me.
And then I'm going to cheat on you.
That's fact.
She's short?
Because that's not what she physically want. Not saying specifically short, but that's not what she want.
Right.
So, like say if I want a girl, if I want a girl with a big ass, but I get somebody that's kind of built like a Roblox character.
That's not true,
though. But she's a good person overall.
Yeah, you're a good person, but shit, you're not...
Attractive.
She can go get her butt done.
But that's not true, though, guys. I love a dark-skinned bitch. I love fat boys. I overly love them. I really, yes, really, God. Really love them. But y'all see my little friend. He's...
Where he at?
He's slim.
Where he at?
That was your friend, girl.
Dun-dum-dum.
He sure knew it.
I said my little friend. I didn't say anything. I said friend.
Everybody know what
he's
little friend means.
He's skinny.
Mm.
And he's short.
He's not short.
He is short.
Yes, he is.
He is short.
For a man.
Yes, he is short.
Y'all, hey, y'all not going to do my dog like that while he's not here.
Anyways, but
he's
yeah. But, you know, we just cool. We cool. We real. We tight. So I look over that, but I love me.
So would you cheat on him with a fat nigga? Mm.
Is your soulmate a fat one? Or?
He is. My soulmate. Oh, see, take that off again.
No, we ain't taking shit out.
He is.
So your soulmate a fat nigga.
Yep.
Got you.
All right.
You know, this is, we always appreciate the freedom and honesty on this motherfucker, so thank you.
I feel like you're wasting your time if you're going to be with somebody and you got a soulmate.
I mean, but some...
I don't know how it feel if a guy was dating me and he said, yeah, but my soulmate. I'm like, so what are we doing? Wasting time. Like, we're wasting time.
Because that just goes back to the shit we talked about a few weeks ago. Like, do motherfuckers be settling? Like, and I'm not the person. I'm not about to settle, which is probably why I ain't got nobody now. Because if I don't like you, 100%, then what the fuck am I wasting my time for?
Have you ever asked your girl, like, what's her type? Because, like, if I ask a nigga what's his type and he describes something that's not me, then automatically I'm just going to fall back a little bit.
Well, I feel like, if I'm talking to somebody, then they got to be at least somewhat my type. Like, if I'm pursuing you, it got to be somewhat my type. Now, women that aren't my type have pursued me, and I'd be like, I can entertain this. In that moment, I was settling.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell somebody that they're settling in that process. Cause ain't nobody going to take that shit well.
But not necessarily, because, like, my type is big boy, dark skin, but I still date a slim dude. You feel me? If he attractive and he got a shit going on.
Yeah.
So, not necessarily, you know. But that's why I asked you that. Like, would you fall back from her
what I fall back for.
I feel like I ain't what you want for real.
Sometimes. Yeah, I mean, that, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if she told me that I wasn't her type, then shit, I would, yeah,
you
probably feel that way.
In the back of your mind, you would feel that way.
Like, I wouldn't say nothing then, but shit, in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. Right.
I don't know, because, I mean, I say that he's not my type, but we...
You tell him that?
I tell him, I was like, listen, if you wasn't fine, I probably wouldn't like you. That he fine, he cute. So my type, we just cool. We got a bond.
You told him that he's still with you.
Mm-hmm. You an asshole.
I wish I'm not.
That's messed up. Dang, Coco.
Yeah, that's fucked up, Coco. Ooh, shit. Anyway, let's get into this.
That's true, right? I'm not supposed to say. Yeah. Well, I probably said it when I was mad, but I was serious though.
You know, the truth come out when you're mad,
right?
But it's the truth, though, because I do tell him when he was looking, I'd be like, boy, if you want, fine.
That's what
I say.
He probably thought she was joking when he said it like that, though.
Nah. Yeah. So let's kind of tailor off into the music part of it. You know, so we got Miss Chameleon here.
Yo.
Twerk for me. Song been going crazy for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I had to bring the pole professionals in the building for this episode. Because I feel like, and I just need y'all to give me your opinion on this. I feel like that the strippers are the best music A&Rs. Because, like, they will tell you if a record is going to go or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, especially in Atlanta. If your music goes in a strip club, that motherfucker's about to go up.
Yeah.
Chameleon, what do you think about this?
I agree. I always say that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I see a lot of DJs, you know, when they pay people to play their song on lives and stuff like that. I think the strippers should do that and get paid for playing people's shit because they break music. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they might dance to a nigga shit that suck if they paying. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
they ain't going to fuck with it again. They ain't going to request to dance to it. You feel me? So, like, yeah, I feel like that. Yeah.
The Skittles.
I feel like Atlanta strip. Life is like, if your shit pop, it's gonna grow. Like, it's gonna go from there. Like, for instance, then Leave and Thick
yeah.
started off in a strip club.
Yeah.
Now look at this song. Get that head, get that bread, then leave.
Peace out.
So what's the hardest song in the strip club right now?
That everybody gonna go crazy to.
They go crazy that song.
Yeah.
Throat Baby?
Is it
Throat?
I was definitely thinking Throat Baby.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I was definitely thinking Throat Baby as well.
Yeah.
Because that motherfucker is out of here. That shit came out probably late last. It's probably been longer than that. But that song is just.
I like that song.
It's a love song. I feel like it's 2000.
To the throat.
Yeah, 2020 love in your mouth.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So how do artists need to approach y'all when it comes to. Damn, nigga. You good? The blunt is winning.
Yeah.
So how do artists need to approach y'all, like, if they want to try to get some action like that?
Their song, like, played?
Not played, but, like, get you to listen to it, do a routine to it. What's the process?
How much it is for you to dance to my song?
Instagram, sliding your DMs.
Sliding your DMs. That's number nine to go. Or... You know, some of them be like, hey, ask your DJ where you work at, see if he'll play my song or whatever it is. I got you. That's how I normally go.
Okay.
And how much did that normally you charge them?
Yeah, hey, we're not going to put a business out there right now because you might want to higher or lower the number, raise or lower the number. So.
She could do that at any time.
Right.
It can start at like 85. It can start at 85. Okay. Then depends. I might. Know something, you may go up, I may fuck with you, may go down, or if I like it, I may just fuck with you and just be like, shit, we gonna see what to do.
I believe like strippers and a little TikTok niggas, that's like the two things. Like if I'm making a song, that's the two markets I want to hit.
That's outside of baby.
You gotta get the youth.
Yeah, that whole lot of chopping.
Yeah.
that that shit hard.
Didn't you, one of your songs,
it's the beat
on TikTok?
Yeah, it's work for me.
It's work for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That TikTok shit powerful.
Speaking of, man, let's get into the Big Homie's Kitchen and talk about this record, Twerk For Me.
Yeah.
Which is, when is it officially releasing?
The new version?
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week. Okay. Yeah. So, it's been a long time coming for this motherfucker. Because the little birdie told me we had some clearance issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we did. It was just with the melody.
Yeah.
How I was singing the song. But I don't know why I ain't think of this idea. Somebody on my team told me to redo it. And I was like, why the fuck did I think about that?
Yeah.
Just re-singing it. Because people thought it was like a sample, but it's called an interpolation.
Yeah.
When you like, you know, do the melody or something. So that's what the issue was. And they were not, I'm talking about every fucking label, like when it blew up on TikTok, like went to hit them folks and it was just like, nah. But you know, I'm used to, and I don't believe in no at all. Like that shit.
I feel like when you're in this industry, you cannot take that first no, because nigga, I think everybody here no first.
It hurt, but like with my career, like my nose made me who I am. I had to go get it on my own, like make my own.
Now we say your nose. What do you mean?
Like people tell.
Oh, your nose.
Like
okay.
All the nose. Like, yeah. I promise you. Like every time I went through some bullshit, it was a blessing. When I just kept going, you feel me? And it was like, oh shit, like I wanna stop, this shit wouldn't happen, you know? Or it motivated me to go harder and like do, you know what I'm saying? Like get revenge in a whole nother way, like success. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I fuck with that shit. So you said the official one coming out?
Next week?
Next week. So by the time this come out,
yep.
It'll be out. And yep. What's the follow up projects? Like, well, what else are we working on?
I'm gonna drop my first album.
You going straight into album? You're not doing no mixtape, no EPs?
No, I mean, you know, I keep calling it a mixtape, but people like, man, fuck that shit, you should call that album. It don't matter what it's called, that bitch dropping. Yeah. That bitch in the drop. And I'm proud of myself because I didn't want to release, like, no project like that. I just thought, like, dropping singles would help me, you know, build up my fan base and shit before I drop the whole project. But I'm like, man, I want to be, like, one of the number one artists on Spotify. So it's like, that algorithm shit when you got a project moving like that. I'm still independent, so, you know, just learning the tricks of the trade, how these majors do. So my shit, like, people think I'm signed. I just make that shit a major. I invest all my money into my videos, my photo shoots. Like, that's me and my team.
The line between signed and independent is becoming so blurred because you got so many people that are doing major shit that are still independent, and you got people that are signed that ain't doing shit.
It's majorly independent.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, we've had this conversation on here before, like, you know, if I'm an artist shit, I'd rather do my shit on my own and not owe nobody nothing, not getting no fucked up paperwork. You know, what is your take on this?
It depends on what you want. Because, like, when I started seeing the benefits of Twerk For Me, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I was broke as fuck. Like, I done tried a little bit of everything to get some money, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, every time, I never made no money from music, for real. So when that Twerk For Me shit hit and I saw, like, the streams and shit, I'm like, oh, shit, like, this what the label be doing? And then I was booked, literally, the whole year.
What time was this?
19, from the whole 19 to, like, maybe like mid-corona, like I'm doing spot data shows because, you know, more shit is shut down. But like up until that date, like I had 5 shows a week, like from one song. So it's like, motherfuckers be talking about one hit, bitch, but bitch got to get one first. You feel me? And that shit'll change your life. Like,
I feel like
that shit changed my fucking life, bro. I was broke as fuck.
Is that what helped you get on Stars, your song on Stars? Or you,
no, actually.
Hold on, song on what?
Stars. Like, that just, that was like some fluke shit. Like, hell yeah. Even like getting a little part on that shit, like, you know how you just go audition for some shit and like, mm-hmm. Okay, this is going to be my break. Like, then you audition. Get it. Yeah. And then
wait,
you
what
get
Stars?
It. You know the show?
P-Valley?
Not P-Valley. My song was on that too. But she talking about before, I had a song called I Heart Banana on...
On Star?
Star. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I said Star.
Star. Yeah. And I had got an audition. I was actually working for FEMA. I was like on the side of the road and shit, like cutting down the trees and writing shit down. And then I went for an audition for Star. And I made it, and they said it was gonna be like a recurring role and shit. But the first one, they like chopped that shit. So I'm like, fuck, like, you know. So that's how I got shit like that. And then, like, once I did my form of making it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It all made sense. So it looked it big, but it was like, that shit was just me trying something. Like, bitch, I gotta make some shake. Like,
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Grinding.
Yeah, and just grinding.
So the Star shit happened, what, you're like 2018?
Yeah. So no, actually, the start shoot was 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, I hadn't even jumped out the porch. I had a song called Florida Lit that was, like, buzzing in Florida. Yeah, that was before I dropped Turf for Me. So I was like, oh, shit, okay. That was, like, my first little motherfuckers know who I am or know my music type shit.
Yeah, we was talking before the cameras came on about your appearance at the BET Hip Hop Awards in 2019. You know, came out with Lil Duval, Pretty V. Shit, yeah, yeah. The intro
Lil Kim was sitting on the front row, bro. I was so shook. Lil Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, rap females look up to Lil Kim, and I'm like, damn, she watching me perform.
Yeah.
Because when I did the song, Lil Duval was like, oh, yeah, and by the way, we're going to do the BET Awards, so be ready. So I'm so used to disappointment in my life. I'm like, man, this nigga lying.
Yeah.
This shit ain't finna happen. So, like, up until, like, 2 days before the show, he was like, all right, so you got your wardrobe and everything. I'm like, oh, you was for real? Like, I didn't believe him at all because I'm so used to disappointment, bro. Like, that's why, like, even with the twerking this shit, like, once that shit blew and that shit got took down, it was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so used to that shit. You feel me? So, that shit, that was, like, one of my dreams, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Opening up at the
I just took the wrong nigga to the motherfucking red carpet. I could have left him home. You feel me?
Wait, what?
That's the
what?
Only thing I regret. God.
No, we got to hear this shit. What happened?
Fuck, man. Huh?
You took the wrong nigga.
I should have went by myself because it was too many fine-ass niggas there. And he did not appreciate being on the red carpet. I'm not even with him no more. I should have just took my mama or
took
something.
Coco.
Yeah.
You should have took another bitch.
You feel me? Like, for real. Oh. Like, niggas wanted to get at me and they was, you know what I'm saying, woo-woo-woo. Like, maybe a few weeks after that, that shit was done. I'm like, man, I've been working my whole, you know what I'm saying, like, to come up, to be here. Yeah. I see the nigga I like. I can't even say nothing.
Scratching the hell out of me.
Trying to be separate from him a little bit. He walking too close.
Okay. Speed walking over like this.
Wait up. You're leaving me.
Stop talking, sir.
Hey, nah, you know, shit, I was there. I seen that motherfucker. The BET Awards was an experience. I can't wait to outside open up again. So niggas can get
go
lit.
Back to them award shows.
Yeah, niggas missed the carpet, boy. That carpet a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
2021.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for 2021.
What you got planned for 2021? What we got coming up?
To the top. Going to the top.
Yeah.
Everything. I wanna help other people though, like my hometown Duval. Like, you know, it's a lot of people really trying to do the music shit. And I always was looking at people who, like, was from my city that had a little juice. Like, damn, like, why a nigga want to reach back when they dried up and shit? Like, when they got the juice, they don't never want to help nobody. So it's just like, you know, with me, I feel like my purpose is to, like, shit, get hot and put other people on. Because, shit, when you help other people, it make you look good anyway. You feel me? Like, and you still going to get the blessing going to circulate. So I really just want to help some more artists fulfill their dreams and shit so they won't have to go through the bullshit I went through, you know?
That's true.
Drop my own label and do some fashion shit, you know. Connect with some more female bosses. That's what I'm about.
Is Tokyo
Jax
from there? Where you
definitely.
Have y'all worked together?
We ain't worked together. Well, we did one song. Where y'all shit from?
We need another one.
We definitely do.
We definitely need another.
Yeah. Like, you know, like any other city, a lot of people, you know, they have their beefs and stuff or whatever, like, in a rap game. But, like, Jacksonville is one of the most, like, up and coming in the game to me. And I just feel like them niggas, everybody got together to do some shit. That I mean, you know.
It will go.
I mean, I'm sure in Atlanta, y'all have the same thing where y'all feel like some raw artists, man. If it want no beef, they can link up. But, you know, that's just, like sometimes that ain't realistic. You feel me?
Right. Like Gucci and Jeezy, y'all
ain't.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah. Mm. So, last question. I missed this from 4. What would the homies do? So, what would the homies do, ladies, this for y'all? So, should a wife help her husband pay child support from a previous relationship?
No.
Well, if you his wife.
No.
I feel like you his wife.
Butter like, fuck them kids. His wife.
No, I'm not. It's just you pay your own child support.
Right.
I feel like sometimes baby mamas be bitter when they get married, so they even put them on child support.
But then again, if y'all have joint accounts, you take
it's hard for your baby mom. Because your baby mom's bitter, I need to help you.
But you knew that before they got married. You probably already knew that. So you already knew the papers was coming. She wouldn't take out your
pockets. Yeah, but she didn't know that
too.
She had a baby.
I knew about it, but I didn't know.
So if he hit a little rough patch, you're not going to help him out?
Sometimes.
if you hit a rough patch, if that's my husband, but I'm not just, don't be looking at me every month to help you put in half of your child support bills. What are you talking about? No. I'm going to be giving her money.
If you're a little short, maybe once.
If you need help, and you, I mean, I don't want you to go to jail, but you don't come every, all right, baby, and I have. Boy, if you don't get out of my face, I'm going to
take custody into the child.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to get the baby at this whole time.
Yeah, that's all going to be my responsibility.
I need to know where my money going. I need to know where my money going to. I can see you every day.
We paying for it really by, we helping out, watching them, feeding them, all that stuff.
That's the only help you're going
to
get from me.
That's paying for it right there.
Support you by, we going to feed this baby when he comes. It's your turn to keep him.
I go shopping. That's what it is.
You're not getting child support. Child support $600. I gotta give you $300 every month.
Fuck them kids, huh?
No, F her.
Little Tim Tim.
I mean, shoot, is it? Are you gonna pay half of my car note, half of my insurance bill?
Is she paying half of something now?
She's struggling.
Is somebody she ain't struggling? That whole bit.
So is somebody doing that? Is this why the questions asked? Who somebody did it?
Oh no, nah, no, nah, just you know a little question.
Okay, I want to know who's doing that.
She went.
I just want to see who's
nobody
doing
unless
that.
She's dumb.
does everybody in here have like a celebrity crush or an Instagram crush?
Yep.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this question, Chameleon.
Still thinking about it.
Hey, I found out who mine was last week. Oh, my celebrity crush, JT.
Oh,
really?
All the
yeah.
bitches
want to
fuck
JT. JT is really pretty.
She is.
JT
really
a bad
pretty.
Motherfucker.
And the lips, oh my God.
Yeah. So, question. What would the homies do? If your celebrity crush finally hit you back and was like, yo, trying to give you this whoop-de-whoop.
I'm on the way.
But you find out they got Big Rona.
Yeah. We can quarantine together. It's all right.
I mean, I got 2 weeks with you, baby.
But you can stay over there. But guess what?
Y'all gonna quarantine together?
Quarantine together.
But you gonna get.
Y'all
the,
can't wait 2 weeks.
We can wait 2 weeks. The house big enough. You can be over there. I'm over here.
No, I'm talking about apart.
No, I was saying, but that's the only time they. That's the only time they available.
Why they got the corona?
Yeah. is you getting the cheeks or not?
Getting the cheeks?
Whatever.
I don't want no cheeks.
What? Is you getting the meat? Nah, I'm thinking about myself.
I call you was spreading the cheeks last episode.
You just gonna bust up.
You was spreading the cheeks, Coco. They you
were nice.
Told me.
I like that. But, I don't know.
That means he just don't want to say what
you're public. If JT hit me today and was like,
fine.
So you gonna risk your life?
I'm flew to myself out.
So you gonna risk your life to get some cheeks?
Hey man, I probably already had that shit. So I
want to say everybody right now had it.
Had it by now, I feel like
everybody.
But,
y'all had it. Y'all had it.
Right. Look,
I feel like everybody done at least had it. They might not have no symptoms or something, but I feel like at least everybody done had it at least once.
Look,
I went through a little part, I think in the beginning, like March, April. I feel like I ain't had no taste buds for a week, and that was it.
And what time was this?
March.
In my.
So is you laying up with your.
You know, I'm gonna do that.
Is you laying up with your.
It's too late now. It's too
late. Yeah, nigga, you ain't been here about an hour. It's over.
Been up there with swap size and everything.
So is you laying up with your celebrity crush today? Offer you some wee wee during your.
It depends on my mood.
Wee wee.
Dick, you offer me some dick.
It depends on my mood. I'm gonna go moody, so it depends on how I'm feeling. I might say yeah, I might say fuck you.
Chameleon.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
If your celebrity crush hit you back and was like, yo, got something for you. Trying to
got
drop
some
this,
wee-wee for
trying
you.
To drop this wood off in the lumber yard.
If he said that, I think you're green as fuck.
That's some shit I'd say.
Yeah. if he was talking right.
Yeah, talking right, but they got that wrong.
I say what did it read?
I fuck with that. Butter?
No. With the Rona?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta plan this out. We gotta plan another week.
Plan a dick appointment?
Like,
it's just for a
day.
Oh,
if he had the Rona?
Yeah.
See?
Oh,
wait a minute.
That's why I said he gonna risk his life.
I mean, I could come to his house and stand outside. His door.
Make it clear all day
or
window.
Just like.
Just a day.
Oh, just a day?
Yeah.
Hell nah. We could FaceTime each other.
Man, I'm
FaceTime.
I'm
in
JT drawers.
You gonna be in her
drawers? I'm in JT drawers.
In the booty.
Not in the booty hole.
Y'all know JT trending on Pornhub right now. She posted that on Twitter.
Yeah, so I seen them titties.
What's she on OnlyFans?
Titties.
She on OnlyFans?
Nah, she should be where them titties was looking.
Wow. Oh, boy, I missed it.
Was she at nudes?
Nah, it wasn't no on purpose nudes.
Wait, show like Cardi B.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Hold on. Who's this?
See.
We gonna pull it up, man.
Come
but that is.
Hey, give me my baby.
You about to suffocate him.
Yeah.
I was not.
Okay, baby. Look.
We're gonna show you JT titties in a minute, but that is episode 40 of the Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie Chameleon in the building.
Ben Stereo.
Big Homie Coco.
Ew.
Big Homie Skittles. Big Homie Butter.
Not
'cause I was thinking about something. Skittles.
Yes, sir.
You new here.
Yeah.
We got a tradition.
What's up?
Y'all put your booty on the table.
Put the booty on the table. Let's see what it's talking about.
This is a booty.
Period.
Yes.
Well, I gotta put it right here.
Yes, right there.
So I gotta put it right here.
Yeah. Like that. Ooh, now, nice. Sit it. Yeah. Just like that. Damn, what? Coco. Damn, Coco, she fucking with you.
Oh, my God.
That ass is nice.
That's a wreck.
That is nice. Coco, you wanna join her?
Yeah, she's stacked.
She just shows you up.
Yeah.
You did it before.
Damn,
you cool.
I wish my phone went dead. Goji, are you getting this? Goji, you getting this?
We about to turn up. We got a little mini speaker. Coco, can we turn up in the other room?
Yeah.
Like, Coco, can we turn up in the other room? Cool, we about to turn up in the other room. This is episode 40 of the Big Homie's House.
You so fine.
We got Big Homie Coco. We got Big Homie Chameleon. We got Big Homie Skittles. We got Big Homie Butter. We got Big, what's the other lizard name? Cash and who?
Chanel.
Cash, Big Homie Cash and Chanel. We got the homies in the building. It's up, episode 40.
You been drinking dirt?
I didn't drink.